this is just another way to look at things. This is a wheel of force, or a force continuum, if you will. If it were straightened out into a ladder type, it'd be called a ladder of force. So these are used by police departments in their training of their officers. This one happens to be from Ontario, Canada. Tactical communications is where we begin at. So if somebody is, let's say, trespassing on your property, you can communicate to them, hey, you're on private property, you got to get out of here, you're not allowed to be here. And if he gives you an FU and maybe the finger, well, then you can use tactical communications again and empty hand techniques now to escort him off the property. In Minnesota, we are governed by a law called 609.06, which is reasonable use of force. If somebody is trespassing against you or another person or your real or private property, you are allowed to use reasonable force to stop that illegal trespass. That means we can also make a citizen's arrest. Our arrest powers as citizens are the same as police officers. However, don't go around thinking that you're a cop and you can arrest people. We're talking about in this particular case that somebody's on your property and they're trespassing and they won't leave. Well, then you can use tactical communications or empty hand techniques. Now they escalate it up to where they take a swing at you. Now they're assaulting you. Well, notice that we have impact weapons soft and impact weapons hard here. We're not going to use either one of those because if we do and you're not trained in their use, your assailant might take them away from you and use them against you. For example, a police baton would be a hard impact weapon. So if you're not trained in its use, you don't use it. Also, the hard impact weapons can cause death if they're used improperly. So if you don't have training, again, do not use them. Instead, aerosol spray. So tactical communications, empty hand techniques, and what we commonly call pepper spray. Pepper spray can get very hot. We have sold in the past through our company Fox pepper spray, which is 5.3 million Scovilles of heat. Give you an idea of a jalapeno, it's only about 5,000, 6,000 Scovilles of heat, maybe 7 at its hottest. But this is 5.3 million Scovilles of heat, hotter than even the Grim Reaper pepper. So you've got to understand, when you get hit with this stuff, it shuts down your bronchial tubes, makes it difficult to breathe. Your attacker then can't see anything because his eyes are burning and watering. All the sinuses try to clear at the same time. It's a real mess. He's in a real mess in a real bad state at that time, giving you time to get away from the attack. So tactical communications, empty hand techniques, and aerosol spray at this point. However, let's say that you don't have the pepper spray, but just empty hand techniques, tactical communications. Now your assailant not only takes a swing at you, but they pull a knife out of their pocket. Now it is at the point where that represents serious bodily harm to you, or maybe even death. You could use at this point your firearm, draw your firearm, issue a challenge if there's time, like drop the knife like the cops would do. If there's not, you may just have to go to immediate use of it. Or you could disengage. Hey, buddy, put down the knife. I'm walking away. I'm not going to fight you. I'll let the cops handle this. I'll let them sort it out and just walk away. So, and that is really the Shade School of gunfighting, disengagement. Walk away. Go home. See your loved ones. I got a beautiful wife, like I said, of 42 years. I want to see her. I love her. I've got two great kids. I want to see them. I got a great grandson, just a spectacular grandson. And why would I want to sit and trade bullets with somebody when I don't have to? Especially in a situation where I may go to jail for the use of, and that's a real possibility. Anytime you use lethal force, that you may go to jail for a very long time if it's proven it's not justified. So again, disengagement is one of the best things you can do. You don't have any lawyer bills either. At $350 an hour, it's what a typical Twin Cities lawyer charges nowadays, criminal defense lawyer. You don't want to do that, okay, if you can help it. You can get insurance through the NRA called carry insurance and self-defense insurance. And I would highly recommend that if you are an NRA member to check out the insurance offerings that they offer. Also, USCCA, U.S. Concealed Carry Association, offers it as well, insurance. And a couple other companies do out there. But I digress. best thing to do is walk away from the encounter. Get away from it, retreat, live to fight another day. Sun Tzu in The Art of War even said that the best battle that a general will fight is the one he walks away from. Or the best battle that a general wins is the one he walks away from, because he's able to fight another day to regroup his troops and wage war when he is at a position of strength. And that's what you ought to do. Walk away and live another day, if you can do that. But again, if you're absolutely in the gravest extreme and he starts slashing at you with a knife, you got to make a decision to live. And you don't have to be cut. You don't have to be hit. You have to have that fear, immediate fear of great bodily harm or death.